How are you, buddy?
Hey, Tony. Oh, geez, man, help me. I guess I got to live up to, I guess I could do some backflips and fire everybody up.
But... don't come in on the program like you just woke up, you know?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I did. It was a long, up early. During the school year, I'm up a little earlier than this.
Well, you got to get the kids off to school, you know?
Got to get back in the back-to-school mode myself.
What time do you usually, you get done with the news, so what time do you usually get home after that?
It takes me about, I'm usually home by 12, 12.05, something like that. Usually my producer and I, after the show, kind of go over what happened, what went wrong, what went right, things like that. So that takes a couple minutes, and home by 12.05, and of course in bed by 4.05, and, you know.
Because you are kind of geeked up after that, aren't you? It takes a little bit of time to wind down.
Actually, it's easy for me. It doesn't really take long, because especially during the school year when I get up at 7.30 to get the kids going, because the kids are at 8, you know, the bus comes for them and get them up. And by the end of the day after the news, it's funny. Usually a lot of times I'll do the news, I'll be a little amped up for that, and we hit that first commercial break, and I'm like, oh, man, how much more? So I can get home and go right to sleep. That's not a problem.
All right, well, I'm going to see you a little bit later on today. As everyone is, who's news hound is aware of, we've got the Republican state convention going on, and the Tea Partiers from the Tea Party Alliance has a little soiree going on Friday. But there's a bigger deal going on today, the Sandbox Party Convention. Talk about that.
Well, the Sandbox Party is focusing on the one investment that a lot of people overlook sometimes, and they don't mean to, but the one investment a lot of people would agree that is a surefire way to turn Michigan around. And even though it's not political and it's a nonpartisan event, a lot of people would agree that that one investment is our children, especially early on, ages 0 to 5. And I think every parent out there would agree that those are the years where it's most important to focus on their education and their resources. And at the state level, the state has done a great job to make sure that, you know, those dollars stay there, that the funding stays there, that the programs are there and don't get cut and don't get moved around. And this is basically just calling attention to that. The Sandbox Party is going to have a lot of events for kids, going to have a lot of kids for there, you know, mascots like Big Lug, Clifford the Big Red Dog, Sparty. A lot of cool kids things are going to be there, too. So it's an interesting event that it seems natural that I'm involved in, not just because I have kids that are young, but, I mean, you know me, when who else wouldn't be playing in a sandbox? That's like me. That's, I'm like a kid half the time. So it's one of those things where, you know, the Early Childhood Education Corporation, that's kind of the brains behind this, just want to remind everybody that, you know, that this – the children are our future. Sorry, Whitney Houston, but, you know, you got it right. They are, and you want to call attention to that. And even though it's not political, it's going to be an interesting day, because both Rick Snyder and Virge Bernero will be at the event, and it's going to be the first time they've been at the same thing since they've won both their party's primary. So it'll be kind of interesting to see, since they're there, what they're willing to pledge to do or not do to, you know, keep things going for our kids in the state.
All right, the Sandbox Party Convention is today at the Breslin Center from 1 to 4 p.m. I have
it's
this.
Today?
Isn't today
I got to. Oh, man. I'm glad I talked to you, man.
Why do I have this vision of you sitting in the sandbox and Verge is on one side and Rick's on the other and you guys are building a sandcastle?
Well, I'd be building it. Virgil would be kicking it down, I think. No, you know, I'm actually pretty interested. The funny thing is, I'm working on an impression of Rick Snyder, too, I think. And if I could just get one of Virgil Bernero, I think I'd be all set.
Well, let's hear it. Lay it on us.
Hi, I'm Rick Snyder. I'm the only candidate. Great job. And there's Virgil Bernero goes, well, Virgil is more... actually, I don't want to use the language he uses, because the day after, we had some video of him with a reporter in Detroit, and he goes, well, what are you doing? These jobs are, what are you talking about? We've got to get the jobs here. It's always no matter what you ask them. What are you talking about? Easy, Mr. Mayor. I'm just asking the question. You know. So I got to work on those. So don't judge me yet.
Well, we won't. For folks who don't know, Jason does great impressions of many high profile people, and I'm sure he'll get it down today at the Breslin Center, 1 to 4. I'll come up and say hi to you, and I'll help you build something in the sand.
Okay, cool. Hey, first 3,000 people in the door, by the way, get a free gift. So get out there.
Ooh, sounds good. All right, we'll see you out there, buddy.
It's going to be fun. Thanks, Tony.